You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Sometimes when we have live musicians, what we'll do is welcome them in studio and invite them to play. Are we good? Are we good to go, Bob? Bob Ferguson is in studio making sure all of our levels are good. Or do you want to wait? You let me know. You give me a thumbs up when you're ready. All right, let's try it then. We have in studio with us, of course, joining us is Paul Farvar, who's riding Sidecar. Coming up after the 1 a.m. news, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in North Dakota, as well as the letter that FBI Director Comey came out with last week. We want to know why everyone's checking in, first of all, to North Dakota at Standing Rock. And we want to find out what these emails that were part of the Anthony Weiner investigation might have to do with everything else. But you know what? It's Music Monday, so let's go on to that. Hey. Eric Crowder is in studio. Here he is performing What You Want.
I can feel my back getting breaking from all the weight I seem to hold. Time is getting shorter, I'm only getting older, and my heart is growing cold. But I just can't keep on pretending I can barely be a lover. Sure can't be just friends. Play this game before it. Notice how it goes when the morning comes, you better be gone. What you want, I can't give. So just take what you can give. For tonight, anything just can't be your everything. You mix up my attention for affection. Fame trying to break your heart. Won't be satisfied until I call you mine, but my lines were drawn clear from the start. I can't seem to shake you loose. I'm addicted to the love we make, but that's as much as I can do. So soon you say you love me. Now I can't claim the same, I just need dear company. Oh, what you want, I can't give. So just take what you can give. For tonight, many things just can't be your everything.
Mic on. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in pretty late. That's Eric Crowder for Music Monday. And thank you so much for joining us again and bringing me this lovely glassware, this glassware that you brought.
You're welcome.
Very cool. And what have you been up to since the last time we saw you?
Lots.
We like lots.
Got a couple had been working on a couple projects throughout the summer. Been working on getting this new record out that's coming out next week. Touring, playing, writing.
Do you have any upcoming gigs that people should know about?
Well, in Chicago, next Thursday is the release show at Martyrs. So,
wonderful.
There's that. And then I'm going on a little tour, going to Indy and Louisville and New York. And then taking a little
interesting
break.
Interesting route. That's good routing. Indy, Louisville,
well,
and then...
it's not all one shot. It's on separate dates. I'm flying out to New York.
Oh, there you go. Oh, good. Good, because I say that's a haul.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Not that it's not, you know, it's the country.
I had to go Cleveland to New York one time because I had
boo, Cleveland.
Just this week, boo, Cleveland.
Yeah, I had to go all the way from Cleveland to New York, and that was a jaunt. So that was not a good time to drive by yourself.
No, that'll take the wind out of your sails.
You had to be at the gig at like 3 p.m., and then you got to leave from Cleveland. Yeah, it's a hike.
Just a little bit. We are in the Allstate Showcase studio for Music Monday. Bob Ferguson, of course, as always, making the bands sound as good as they sound in the studio, making sure it sounds that great on the airwaves. And Paul Farvar joins me in studio. And you guys have known each other?
Yeah, I booked him, his band, played with my bands for years for Shishan Boy Productions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So I saw him in the window when I come walking in. I'm like, what's Paul doing here, man?
That was a whole other life ago.
Surprise.
It was the comedian thing.
Yeah.
The comedian thing. Is that what they call it? The comedian?
The comedian thing.
I don't know. It's like a musician thing, too. You know people.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
like,
it's a circle.
He knows me from my previous life that you guys have denied me my rights as a former musician on this show. I've offered up my services to other bands.
I can't pronounce the kind of drum that you say you play. What is it called?
It was a djembe, but I also played guitar and bass.
The djembe.
Eric has witnessed it.
You never bring your instruments with you. You always offer to join the musicians in studio.
Bob is going to tell me when someone
last minute. You got to go Renegade, man. Just bring it in and just start playing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'll do.
You know what this needs? This needs a little backup bass. Yeah.
I might just do it, but what I'm gonna do next time is Bob's gonna tell me who's playing, and then I'll look up the band. I'll be like, oh, they're missing a djembe or whatever I can play.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, oh, they didn't tell you that I'm playing with you guys, and we'll just spring it on them.
Think that works.
I think that's fair. I've done my time.
I want to see how a band adjusts to having a surprise musician join them. I think that's a test of their, you know, their resilience, their patience.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely a test of their patience, tolerance.
and to make the person look good. It's almost like an improv team. They've got to make me look
as good,
right, as part of their collective.
Like that was supposed to happen.
It'll be part of the game. We'll make it a game show type thing.
I like
what
that.
Band can make Paul good? .com. That's going to be, we're going to trademark that, Bob.
Band can make Paul good.
Sound like he belongs.
Exactly. Who has the resilience, the patience, and the talent to make Paul sound good? We're working on that. We're going to have to trademark that, patent it, whatever.
I think it works in all aspects of my life. It's not just band.
Make Paul good.
Who has
well, that's, that? We don't have that kind of licensing here. More to this on 720 WGN. Second Dylan.
Make us stay.
That's Eric Crowder with Brooklyn, and that's off of his new CD, which is being released next week at Martyrs, yes?
Yep.
And what day is that show at Martyrs?
November 10.
I need to write things down so I can remember them. November 10th at Martyrs. Where can people get ticket information?
Either on my website or at Martyrs, so either ericcrowder.com or martyrslive.com.
And tell me a little bit more about the glassware that you brought. I know that you designed some of your own.
Yeah, so we talked about it a little last time. I'm a big bourbon fan. I'm a big bourbon drinker, and when I did my Kickstarter for this current record I put out, you got to try to think of interesting incentives.
Right.
And I had a buddy of mine who did kind of like a similar thing. I'm like, I wonder if I can make my own whiskey glasses. So I took like the artwork from the record and I wrapped it around the whole glass with my logo on it. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool. So I kind of mocked it up, sent it, found a company that made them, and I'm like, let's get these made. And I thought I had to use it as an incentive on my Kickstarter package, and people really dug them. So I'm like, I'm going to make more of these and just sell them at shows and stuff.
And how do they do at shows?
They actually do really well.
Yeah.
Depending on where I play, because people are kind of hesitant. They're like, how am I going to hold a store of glass home? So I started buying boxes and sticking them in the boxes.
And how much do you sell the glasses for at shows?
15.
That's pretty. I mean, that's how much I sell shirts for sometimes, or 20.
Shoot, what do they call it? Bourbon Trail, and go to like Woodford Reserve, or you go to like Four Roses, and it's like a glass like that with a little tiny little Four Roses label on it, and like $25, and I'm
right.
Like. That's the cost of a whole bottle of liquor, dude.
Yeah.
I just drink out of the bottle for that cost.
I like the weight of those, too, but this is a very nice glass.
Yeah, it's a cool glass.
I'm very particular about, like, the weight of the glass.
It's funny because Sam Panionovich was here a few minutes ago, and I was talking about how I like to have the weight of the glass makes a difference in how you enjoy
a
beverage sometimes. By the way, I was mentioning earlier to you guys where I watched the game last night. I watched it at Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence Avenue, and it was such a fun night. And they have the entire array of glassware. I was noticing that I had my little
right there.
Yeah, I like that glass for my. I had Drambuie last night. Am I saying that correctly? Drambuie.
You are.
Drambuie.
I watch your Facebook live feed, or I watch Elliot's.
I did one as well. We were having a great time.
You were dancing. I think you were dancing the whole time. But that's how
it
felt.
To the music in my head.
Yeah.
Yes, I was dancing the whole time. Yeah, the music itself.
I was like, is it on mute? I'm like, no, there's no music.
No, she's just dancing. Are you a Cubs fan, Eric? Okay, I'm going to turn the mic off so we can carry on our conversation. Your mic is still on.
No, I'm not a big baseball fan. So it's
fair.
Like, I think it's awesome like what the team is doing for the city and how it's like almost like how like the Bulls were doing years ago. Like
sure.
The whole city to rally behind them and kind of like the whole bringing the city together. I'm just not a big baseball fan.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Bulls because we're always going to talk about the Bears when we talk about championships. I know. But this team is a little bit different in that like there aren't really standard. I mean, there have been, star players like Arrieta had a great season last year. This year he's been consistent and he's still a great pitcher, but compared to what he was doing last year,
yeah.
I mean, is there a star on there? Isn't a Jordan or a Peyton?
Chris Bryant might be the MVP of this season.
Oh, yeah,
this season. And
but he struggled a little bit during the World Series,
he did. But I mean, overall, this team is just it's like the Bulls. It's a good analogy from the 90s, but
the excitement definitely and the history of it is,
I mean, especially because you had him just keep repeating titles, so people just kept like.
Yeah.
Again, let's do it again.
Well,
same thing the Hawks
here.
And the Hawks, absolutely. The organization is unbelievable. And I got to talk to some of the guys.
I think when it was like that, those Hawks wins, those 2 years apart, what it just did for like hockey. Like,
right.
Now all of a sudden, people are like, watching hockey. Like,
the energy level.
I was a fair weather Hawks fan. I'll definitely admit it. I can't even think about any sports right now. I mean, if you think
except for baseball.
Yeah, like the Bears game was today and it was a big game, but like you're watching it. And every time they would show highlights of the Cubs game, I'm like, oh, they're talking about the Cubs again. Good. Like, I'm not ready for anything yet until this is over, until Wednesday.
Well, it's just because of that streak, I mean, if they had been doing better and didn't have such that long history of being like these lovable losers kind of stuff, maybe they wouldn't get the same thing. But now it's like, hey, man, it's been so long. this is the Cubs are like America's team, you know, because of WGN, how it's all over the country. You got Cubs fans everywhere.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's
You got so many people rallying behind them.
Fans everywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah, no kidding. And we've also been the punchline in movies and on television shows, in monologues for decades, all kinds of, we're just part of pop culture as being those losers, but as being fans that just never give up. Before we go to the news, we haven't talked about Halloween at all tonight. Thank you very much. Not sure if we touched on this, but why are we not allowed to watch the games at Wrigley Field? I heard about this a little bit earlier today. The city has announced that they will not be having the games at Wrigley, in part for the cost of security and, you know, the police presence. The city has decided it's not, a cost they want to bear.
Instead, you got to go to the bar and pay $200 to get in, right?
Stand outside.
But in Cleveland, I think the money that they're taking is all for charity. They're actually, it was only like $5 or something, sort of negligible.
They could easily use that money to pay off our debts, Chicago's debts.
Another caller from the 847 says, Joe Buck earned a lot of respect last game. Go figure for his silence. He didn't interrupt Go Cubs Go.
I do agree with that. It seems like my tweets at him are working, that he's like, Paul's right.
I appreciate that. Your efforts have gone noticed.
Me and 100 million other fans, I believe, that have been...
they might not have put it as eloquently.
Yeah.
Did you... we're going to talk about Halloween probably after the news. We're going to hear another song from Eric Crowder, who is performing at Martyrs on November 10th for the release of his newest CD, which is called...
It is called... It's the second volume of an EP series I released called 2x4.
2x4. That always makes me feel like the taunt that was Patty 2x4 couldn't get through the bathroom door. Never were taunted like that.
What? No.
Lise, Esmeralda, I'm the only one that was ever called Patty 2x4 couldn't get through the bathroom door.
I called my cat that.
Okay.
Let's call those people that made fun of you.
And people wonder why I'm scarred. Yeah, I'm not allowed to call people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No outgoing calls.
We can text them.
We can text them, yes. I think that's acceptable. I want to find out what everyone did for Halloween. We have so many things to talk about with only one more hour left. I feel crammed into this show, but that's all good. It's all good.
We can't talk about the Cubs anymore?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Cubs whenever we want to. I brought it back up. That was me. So we have Standing Rock. It's still something we need to talk about. Do you know anything about the pipeline protests?
I mean, I know just as much.
Did you check in?
Did
you see all that on Facebook today?
I did, but it kind of, to me, I saw that and I didn't, like, what is this going on? Like, are all these people showing up there? I don't think that's happening. But then it's like, because things happen so fast on social media before you get
viral.
To understand, like,
what's happening?
What is
this? Just Google. Why is everyone checking in? That's what I did. Esmeralda, did you check into South Dakota,
Wouldn't
North Dakota?
Let me check in.
They closed it.
I'd hit the button and nothing would happen.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's just my phone.
Oh, maybe it's just your phone. Well, let's do
too
it
many people.
Computer.
Maybe
so over by this afternoon, there were over 600,000 people had checked in.
Yeah, I know they were saying that stuff like as police and military
were using it to track down people. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the news. This, do I have a break before the news? You said go all the way to the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Join the conversation anytime by calling us or texting.
Sons and daughters, you love them. They might not get another sunrise. And oh, mother, what can we do to stop them hurting each other? We got too many mothers crying. One by one, lives are taken. Another thousand hearts start breaking. And oh, Father, where have you been? He said you ain't been around since he was a little kid. Right now he could use your strong hand just to keep him in check. But instead he's using his to hurt what you could protect.
One by one, life's taken. Another thousand hearts start breaking. What's going on? You know that we haven't got to change it. But I'm just one man, I cannot change it on my own. What can I do? What can I say? My views are from the outside in. Those who handle this every day. I'm just another opinion. One by one, life's taking. Another thousand hearts, all they start breaking. What's going on? You know that we haven't got to change it. But I'm just one man. I cannot change it. One by one, life's taken. Another thousand hearts, oh, they start and break in. What's going on? You know that we haven't got changing. But I'm just one man. I cannot change it on my own.
Yeah! Eric Crowder with One by One. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Music Monday. And I love when somebody checks in on Facebook Live and they're like, is this live? I don't want to tease you, David Marmer, but yeah, that was that's the. I mean, you can go back and it'll say was live, but when it says Patty is live now, it's on live.
I didn't know that either.
So oh, all right.
David and I are David, learning things now.
All right, there you go. Again, Eric Crowder is at Martyrs on November 10th for the release of his new CD 2x4, and he is He also has his lovely glassware that you can buy at the shows as well. And can people buy these lovely? Rocks glasses on your website.
Yep.
And what else? What other? Oh, hold on. I'm watching my own Facebook Live video. What other kinds of glassware do you have available?
So I just got rocks glasses.
I like that. That's good. That's typical, hey, typical go with what you know.
Yeah, I go with what I know. I primarily drink whiskey, so I glasses to drink them out of.
So. Very cool. Come on over for the rest of our segment here before we find out more and you know, get your website and things like that. I do need to talk about you would rather talk a little bit about the emails because you know more about the Comey, the FBI director's letter to Congress saying that there were more emails that they've discovered that were, he said in the letter are pertinent to his previous investigation.
Yeah, he's not supposed to comment on it, and he went ahead and did that. So that's frowned upon.
And yeah, why did he? I mean, what other reason is there? I mean, it's all speculation as far as his motives because
why
we don't. Right, he's not saying why. He has said he did it because when he testified, he had told them that they were done investigating her emails. Yes. What were your thoughts on the earlier during his testimony and when he did his press conference and said that she had been careless? Is there a reason to make a press conference when someone's not being arrested? I would think that the FBI makes those kinds of sort of grand gestures. And doesn't make comments. Being careless isn't a prosecutable or criminal thing. Careless is simply not great, not good. To many people, it's awful. But
yeah, they're like the police in any investigation.
Right.
They gather the information and the decisions are made by the Department of Justice. He went ahead and put his neck out there. He's like, yeah, she was careless, but I would not recommend prosecuting, which really has no say what he thinks one way or the other. And I think what he was trying to do, or at least there's speculation that he was trying to write what he did before to try to be non-political.
Because he was being accused, because Donald Trump came out and said that the FBI is in her pocket and they're doing whatever she wants and not prosecuting,
yeah.
Correct?
And the House, there were a lot of people in the House during the investigations that were criticizing
him.
Yeah, and I think he might have bowed to pressure. Nobody really knows because people that were Eric Holder did an op-ed in the New York Times, and they're friends, and he said it was really hard for me to write all this. It's really interesting what he said, but he said he's a good person, but he made a mistake. I mean, and that's coming from a friend of his. So it's really hard to see what's going on. I mean, my own speculation is that someone has a picture of him in a compromising space. And
what you're saying is that there has to be something else at play here if he's going out. And they've had those emails from Anthony Weiner's laptop, which is for people who are you know, I mean, there's so much noise. So to the best of my understanding of what is happening, they are investigating Anthony Weiner for possible child porn as a result of some of the things that he had been sexting with somebody. And as a result, his wife, Huma, who is an aide on Hillary Clinton's, she's an aide or?
She's really high up, yeah. She's like her
a highly placed official on Hillary Clinton.
Right-hand man, right-woman man, yeah.
So because they're married, they share a laptop. So in the process of investigating the emails that are pertinent to Anthony Weiner's investigation, they found emails that were also sent to Hillary Clinton's email server, but not ones that originated from Hillary Clinton.
No, they found they do believe that it came from that server or to or from the server.
Right.
But that's a separate investigation. So the people who are doing the investigation at the federal level on Weiner's laptop then talk to the people that were doing the investigation on Hillary's and say, hey, we still have information. They were not supposed to comment on it in any way, shape, or form, and he did.
Weird. So,
and now those people were talking to the people that were doing Hillary's emails, and there was an overlap there.
And what the director's email has also said is he says he doesn't know what's in them, but because they relate to her email server is why he wants people to know that there are more emails for them to look
right.
at.
Right. And he can't know what's in the emails because that's why they asked for a search warrant and to get that information. But nonetheless, people on both sides are now speculating as to what's in those emails, which is the whole point as to why you're not supposed to comment
right.
on it. And now, whatever side this isn't, whatever side you are on this debate, it's wrong from a justice point of view. And being a lawyer, I do get it that you're not supposed to comment on stuff that's ongoing.
Meaning that the investigation isn't what's improper for the FBI. That's follow all the leads, follow all the evidence,
which is what they're supposed to do.
Yes, and they are doing. But yes. Saying that you're doing that and sort of casting this sort of like huge shadow of doubt during the last 10 days of an election is bizarre.
It's never happened before.
Never.
It's not supposed to happen.
What happened? I heard that there was, you and I talked about this on Saturday night about...
Everything we talked about Saturday night, I don't recall.
Okay.
But okay. I mean, you do recall that we were in a very tender moment after the Cubs loss.
And vulnerable. Yes.
Very, very vulnerable.
Very
but
vulnerable.
Go ahead.
No, I think that the Friday before George H.W.'s campaign with Bill Clinton, when they were going neck and neck, and it was a very close race as well,
yes.
that there was information about his knowledge that George H.W. Bush knew that Reagan had traded arms for hostages.
That he had knowledge of it, but that wasn't an ongoing investigation. That was a past investigation that somehow leaked, and it wasn't from...
It was leaked, but it wasn't an official announcement from the director of the FBI, so that's how that's different.
100% political. Someone leaked it intentionally for an October surprise, which is there's going to be other October surprises if history...
It's November now. Could they all stop? Could they all just... aren't you just tired?
It's just a giant circus, man. It's like, I'm a big fan of the phrase, anybody who wants to be in charge of everybody probably shouldn't be.
I don't know how you get someone to be in charge then.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to have an unwilling leader.
The people that should be doing the job generally don't want it. You know, they're like, nope, we don't want these jobs. Nope.
I'm trying to think of anybody in recent memory that seemed like they didn't want the job, they got the job.
You have to be at a certain level of narcissism to want to be president of the free world, and everybody is.
And to be a comic, I feel like I have a little bit of certain jobs you have 100%. To be a narcissist.
But we're talking about stages on a smaller level.
Exactly.
But I mean, yeah.
But I mean, I get that. I mean, what I mean by that is that you have to accept that there are people who think highly of themselves in order to do the job that they do, to stand in front of somebody and say, I know what's right. It doesn't mean that they are right. It means that they have to believe very strongly that they're right. And you know, a lot of people, I know, because both sides can't be right on everything. They simply can't, whether it's the economy or reproductive rights or how to handle immigration. I mean,
everyone has their own issues that they're going to vote on, and then that's their own right. That's why America is so great, allegedly. I just like saying allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, because you're an attorney. He didn't say that because he doubts it.
No, but
Lisa, how are you doing in there with texts? She's like, I don't know if I want to share any of these right
Nobody
now.
Cares anymore about
it. He didn't say that America is great, allegedly. He's saying that people say that America is great.
That's what makes us great. I think there's a lot of things that make us great, but that's one thing is the right to vote.
Yes.
But
and people and I hope that people are coming out and voting. I know the turnout for early voting has been very strong.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do that. The 16th district, if you live in the 45th ward, our early voting place is the 16th district, and I believe it's now open until 7 p.m. Before Election Day.
You could also early vote downtown if you work downtown. There's the 69 West Washington place where you can vote if you're a suburban Cook County. And there's an annex where the old Walgreens used to be on and Dearborn and Washington where you can vote. And now this week it's till 7. Last week it was only till 5.
Yeah, they changed it. I think the times changed today to longer voting hours.
There were some lines, but they've moved pretty quickly from what I'm told. I'm going to do that tomorrow. If I don't go to Cleveland.
That's right. I'm planning to vote tomorrow as well. I'm not going to Cleveland. But
I'm thinking about it. So if someone wants to drive me, I'll drive back.
There you go. I'm telling you, you should just take Amtrak.
Yeah.
All right.
You should have just climbed in Carmen's suitcase.
Well, he's staying for 2 days.
Yeah, he's staying longer than that.
I got to be back. I got other commitments. Oh. Although all my shows got canceled that were, and rightfully so. You can't compete.
Live shows? Yeah.
Comedy
shows,
you can't compete with that.
Oh, yeah. I've already had 2 shows canceled because of Cubs games.
Yeah.
The playoffs games.
As they should,
yeah.
Playoffs, like, it was that first Saturday, and then 2 weeks following the next time, like, great.
I always book, like, especially in Wrigleyville, you know what's going to happen for booking bands from before.
Dude, Wrigleyville, the entire city. The entire metro area.
Right. Yeah. No, there's nothing getting done. And people are sleep deprived.
The Cubs game's on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have no danger of that for your gig on November 10th at Martyrs, which is his release party, Eric Crowder's release party for 2x4. You can go there. Go to his website, Eric Crowder. It's A-R-Y-K Crowder, C-R-O. W-D-E-R. Find out more about that show on the 10th, as well as his schedule coming up. He'll be traveling. People can hear us all over the country, so maybe they'll find you in Indianapolis, Louisville.
I'll hook some sweet gigs up from this show.
There you go. Well, that's possible. Hang out for a selfie before you go.
You boost to fill up that glass.
Oh, there you go.
If that's the case.
Sure, we could do that, too. Again, that's Eric Crowder. Thank you so much for joining us. How can people find out more, like on Twitter, social media? What would you like to share?
Due to the fact of how uniquely my first name is spelled, I pretty much got the lockdown on all social media, just slash whatever social media you're on. A-R-Y-K Crowder.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us again. And again, got to get a selfie with you before you go.
Appreciate it.
More after this on 720 W.